Kings, chapter number 19.
Amen. If you're visiting with us today, we're glad to have you. You just make yourself at home. We're all sinners saved by grace. Amen. Amen. We just love the Lord. We love to have you here with us. Amen. If you don't have a permanent church somewhere, we'd love to just let you get in here and be a part of this body. Amen. Amen. Beginning at verse number 9. Amen. Chapter number 19 of 1 Kings. Amen. And he came thither unto a cave and lodged there. And behold, the word of the Lord came to him. And he said unto him, What doest thou here, Elijah? And he said, I have been very jealous for the Lord God of hosts, for all the children of Israel have forsaken thy covenant, thrown down thine altars, and slain thy prophets with the sword. And I, even I only, am left, and they seek my life to take it away. And he said, Go forth and stand upon the mount before the Lord. And behold, the Lord passed by, and a great and strong wind rent the mountain, and break it in pieces, and the rocks before the Lord. But the Lord was not in the wind, and after the wind, an earthquake. But the Lord was not in the earthquake, and after the earthquake, a fire. But the Lord was not in the fire, and after the fire, a still small voice. Amen. And it was so, when Elijah heard it, that he wrapped his face in his mantle, and went out and stood in the entering end of the cave. And behold, there came a voice unto him, and said, What doest thou here, Elijah? Let us pray. Lord, we thank you today, Jesus, for your spirit that we felt here this morning. We thank you that we're able to be here. But Lord, we thank you for your precious word that you have left us with, that you have given us today, Lord. I pray that you would anoint me to speak this word, that you would anoint their ears to receive it today. And Lord, we bind any hindering spirit and we plead your blood, Jesus, because I know if anything's going to become of this service, it's not because of any flesh, it's because of you. Lord, I pray that you would let me say what I need to say and nothing more or nothing less, but we just ask that your will is going to be done and we give you praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Something about this, I've preached on this several times, but there's some things in here that I see here now I did not ever see, I don't believe, but that's why the Word of the Lord is different from any other book. Amen. I share this a lot. You can pick you up a novel, you can read it, you understand the story from the first of it to the end of it. The next time you read it, you're going to do the same thing again. You're going to know the story, you're going to know the ending of it and all that. But God's Word is different from that, church. It is not a novel. Amen. It is a living, live Word. And you read that Word, you'll find something out of it. Amen. You may read the same Scripture 3 or 4 times and say, I can quote that Scripture. Amen. And you can come back and read it again. And all of a sudden, one day in your life, you'll read that Scripture and you'll say, Where did that come from? It was there the whole time. Why? Because God's Word is alive. Amen. You got to realize that. That Word is alive. And there's something in here that I've seen that I hadn't ever saw before. Amen. But that first verse that I read, the last part of that verse, he asked a question. What doest thou see? What doest thou hear, Elijah? Amen. The last part of verse 13, he says, What doest thou hear, Elijah? With a question mark both times. He asked a question. What doest thou here, Elijah? Amen. And I want to ask a question this morning to everybody that's in this church today. Amen. I wrote it at the very top of my page. Be careful who you are listening to. Amen. Be careful who you are listening to this morning. Amen. He said, Who are you listening to? What do you hear, Elijah? Amen. And Elijah began to spill his guts to the Lord, what he was listening to. Amen. And I want to show you some things here in the Scripture there. Amen. I want to show you some things that I believe that parallels with our life sometimes when we start listening to the wrong voice. Amen. And we start fearing for things that the Lord's got in control. But I tell you today, you better be careful who you listen to, because somebody is out there to drag you down and somebody's out there to steer you the wrong way. But I'm telling you, if you'll listen to that still small voice, amen, it'll lead you to the path of righteousness. It'll carry you where you need to go and it'll keep you where you need to be. Amen. Amen. But listen here. What dost thou hear, Elijah? Notice in verse number 10 he says, I have been very grievous for the Lord God of hosts, for the children of Israel have forsaken thy covenant. Amen. Thrown down thy altars and slain thy prophets with the sword. Notice this again here. And I, even I, only am left, and they seek my life. Amen. I've got circled more or less, marked 3 times in that Scripture where he refers to the word I. I. Then I've got circled where he refers to my life. Amen. Verse number 10. Verse number 9 said, Who are you listening to? Isaiah. Amen. Who are you listening to? You can always tell who a person is listening to, what they're receiving, when you begin to talk to them a little bit. Because it will come out. Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth will speak it. Amen. We see by this very verse here who Elijah was beginning really to listen to. Notice he had his own self in there three times. I. And they seek my life. Amen. So therefore, it tells me right then that Brother Elijah was starting to listen to Brother Elijah. Amen. He was starting to listen to himself instead of listening to God. Amen. And I tell you, church, if we're not careful, we'll begin to listen to I instead of the I am. Amen. We'll begin to listen to I instead of the I am, church. We'll begin to listen to the things that have no control in our lives, will have no effect on our lives, that have no leading in our lives if we're not careful instead of listening to that still small voice that will lead us on the path of righteousness. But we see right here that Elijah, the first thing out of his mouth was this: I am very grievous. I may seek my life. Therefore, that tells me that Elijah was beginning to listen to himself. Notice something here I've never seen before. Well, we know the Lord told Elijah to head to the mount of God, Mount Horeb, to go over there. Amen. But before he gets there, we find Elijah, he finds a juniper tree. Amen. He finds that juniper tree. And then he sits down and lays down under that juniper tree. And he says this right here. Listen, and Ahab told Jezebel. Well, I'm going to go on a little bit farther. Amen. I'm going to turn the page here. Amen. Get it just right here. Amen. He says, and as he was lay and sleep under the juniper tree, behold, then an angel touched him and said unto him, arise and eat. And he looked, and behold, there was a cake baking on a coal and a cruse of water at his head. And he did eat and drink and lay him down again. Amen. And the angel of the Lord came again the second time and touched him and said, arise and eat, because the journey is too great for thee. And he arose and did eat and drink and went in the strength of that meat 40 days and 40 nights unto Horeb, the mount of God. Amen. We find Elijah, second of all, we find the Lord says, who are you listening to, Elijah? He says, go. He goes out. He finds that juniper tree. Amen. And church, I believe that juniper tree was a tree of rest. Amen. A tree of rest. But we see that Elijah's thinking about Elijah now. If you'll go back to the very first part of chapter 19, you'll read where Jezebel says, Ahab tells Jezebel what all Elijah done, how he slain the prophets. Amen. Those old priests, all that they've done there, those old priests of Baal, how he took care of them. And Jezebel says, let it be to me this day the same if I don't take his life tomorrow. We see that Elijah's fleeing for his life, church. And you begin to flee for your life when you get things in your life that's not going up, you don't think they're going right, and you're facing turmoil, you're facing hardship. I want you to know, you'll begin to listen to yourself if you're not very careful, and you become vulnerable for the leading of the devil. And he'll try to find you a hole that you can crawl in. He'll try to find you a tree that you can crawl under and hide yourself. But let me tell you what, that's when you've got to rise up and say, wait a minute, it's not by might, not by power, but it's by my Spirit, saith the Lord, and follow his direction. Oh, let me tell you, church, Elijah was listening to himself at this time. And he felt like that he was the only one that was going through this. He was the only one that loved the Lord at this time. And he was the only one that they was after. You can read on in that chapter there, down towards the end of chapter 19, you'll find where it tells that he says, wait a minute, Elijah. I've got 7,000 that have not bowed their knees to Baal. Amen. I got 7,000 more that love me, that's in this with you. But Elijah's saying, wait a minute. I got to get to that juniper tree. See, he's listening to himself again. Why do you think that, Brother Nick? Because I'll tell you this, the angel woke him up under that tree and said, here's a cake. Eat this cake. Eat this cake and get on about the journey. Here's a cruse of water. Drink this. Get on about the journey. But see, Elijah's listening to himself. This is a tree that he can say, lay under and say, I'm going to hear myself what I'm thinking. And I'm going to pour my heart out, and I'm going to cry if I want to cry, and I'm going to lay right here. He eat that cake, and he done something. He went right back to sleep, Brother Barr. And I feel like, Brother Hunter, it was time for him to get up and go. Because by laying under that tree, that had become a tree of despair. That had become a tree that I can lay there and cry if I want to cry. But that angel touched him a second time and said, eat, because your journey is hard. You need to eat this and get up. But church, I feel like today that we find ourselves laying under that tree and the Holy Ghost comes and moves upon us and said, it's time you take this strength and get up and go. But we lay right back down and go to sleep again. Amen. We lay right back down and go to sleep again. And I tell you, church, if we keep listening to ourselves in these last days, instead of listening to the leading of the Spirit and the guiding of the Spirit, if we're not careful, we're going to find ourselves laying under that tree where we need to be up doing the Father's business. We need to get up sometime and say, wait a minute, I've been under that tree of despair. I've been under that tree long enough. I'm ready to do something for the Lord. And get up and do something. But if we begin to look at just how bad our situation is, that word I, me, comes into the picture too much. You no longer see the concerns of those around you. You no longer see the problems of them that are around you. But you only see your problem and your problem alone. But I got news for you. My God's bigger than anything. He is bigger than anything. He is bigger than anything, church. Listen to what I just got through reading here. Amen. We find the Lord told him to go on to my mountain, Mount Horeb. Go there. Go there. But there's something here I never seen before, church. Listen here. Genesis chapter 22. Amen. Now let me back up here and get it right here. Amen. I don't want to get there. Back up here a little bit. Amen. Verse number 14 of 1 Kings 19, it says, and he said, I have been very jealous for the Lord of hosts because the children of Israel have forsaken thy covenant, thrown down thy altars, and slain thy prophets with the sword. And I only am left, and they seek my life to take it away. Almost a copy of verse number 10. And the Lord said unto him, return on thy way into the wilderness of Damascus, and when thou comest, anoint Hazael to be king over Syria. And Jehu, the son of Nimish, shall thou anoint to be king over Israel. And Elisha, the son of Jephthah, of Ammon, Abclar, you call it whatever you want, shall be anointed to be prophet in thy room. And it shall come to pass that him that shall escape the sword of Hazael shall Jethro slay. And him that escape from the sword of Jethro shall Elijah slay. Yet I have left me 7,000 in Israel, all that needs which have not bowed unto Baal. Amen. They have not bowed unto Baal, and every mouth which hath not kissed him. Amen. Church, I'm telling you, God is always in control. He is always in control. No matter what nobody says, no matter what they tell you, no matter what they point out to you, and no matter how they tell you it's going to be, God is in control. He is in control. Elijah found himself in that situation. You're reading God's Word. The Lord said, go to that mountain, Elijah. And he said, when that wind came, amen, the rocks began to break in pieces. But he was not in that wind, Brother Sexton. Now, I want you to look at this situation here. You'll see where I'm going in just a second. And then that earthquake came. The Lord was not in the earthquake. The fire came. He was not in the fire. And then that still, small voice came. And it says Elijah wrapped his face in the mantle. And he ran. Where did he go, church? Where did he go? Listen right here. He went to the entrance out of the cave. Out of the cave to the entrance. Never read that before. It's been there every time. I read it every time. Just never realized it. Lord said, go to the mountain. He didn't tell him to go in the cave, Sister Alice. He said, go to the mountain. And I'll show you my power. But it says he run out to the entrance of the cave. So that tells me the Lord had done brought him from a juniper tree. He was listening to himself. And he went to the mountain, but he went in the cave. He went in a place of hiding, church. But when that still, small voice began to speak, he realized that I don't got to hide, but me and the Lord, amen, is on my side. And if God be for you, church, who can be against you? Amen. I'm telling you, the Lord may have touched you this morning, and the devil may tell you to go get in a cave. But I want you to know, it's time that we get out of that cave. It's time that we realize that He's in control. It's time that we realize that He can do all things. We can do all things through Christ that strengthens us. Amen. We find that he went out to the entrance of the cave. That still small voice began to whisper. And I feel like there's some in here today that devil's had you backed up in that cave. your life is in the position that you feel like, I am in this cave, I'm under that tree, and there's nothing I can do, and the devil's just seeking my life. He's trying to destroy me with everything he can do. Everything has come against me. Every way I turn, I see despair. Every way I turn, I see something that's coming against me. And I'm telling you, if you're not careful, you're looking for the mighty things. You're looking for the earthquake to move. You're looking for the fire to fall. You're looking for the wind to blow. When you need to be listening to that still, small voice that's within you that says, trust me. Trust me. And lean not to thine own understanding. Trust me. Oh, let me tell you, church. We know. We know today. And we know who we serve today. Amen. Brother Donald Odom last Sunday evening was going to work and he felt those chest pains. But about the time all the church began to pray and people began to pray, they began to ease off. Why? Because of that still, small voice, church. It didn't take the earthquake or the fire or the wind. Amen. That devil's trying to put you in that cave that you don't need to be in. He's trying to get you to sleep under that juniper tree and stay there. But I'm telling you, it's time that we wrap ourselves up in the Holy Ghost and we rise up and say, wait a minute, as for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. Amen. Because see, it all started off in verse number 9, where I said, I, and they seek my life. Elijah seen a point in his life that there was no hope. God said, wait a minute. I'm fixing to show you something. I'm fixing to show you something. You go by. You get Hazael. He's going to be the king of Syria. You go by. You anoint Jethro. He's going to be the king of Israel. And you go on by Elijah's house, and you anoint him. He's going to take your place. After he gets all this in line, Brother Barr, then he says, wait a minute. I've got 7,000 that have not bowed their knee to Baal. Church, I'm telling you, I'm bringing you encouragement today. That devil may have told you that things are right, bad in your life, and they're never going to get no better. But let me tell you, God's still got 7,000, amen, that love Him, that fear Him, that'll tell you today that He's still in control this morning. He's always got His remnant, and He's always going to keep His remnant. Amen. But the devil wants you to look at I, and only I am alone, and they seek my life. The devil wants to back you in that cave and cover that cave up. That cave of despair, that cave of no hope, that cave of anybody can't get to me, that cave that I'm just darkness in there. And I preached a message one time on that cave. I preached in there, there's always darkness in that cave. And guess what? If you go in a cave, nobody else is in there. And you say, oh me, Lord. You know what you're going to hear? Your own self echoing. Your own self echoing. Amen. I got a feeling when that still small voice spoke to Elijah that he said, wait a minute. I don't want to listen to myself no more. And if I stay in this cave, all I'm going to hear is myself. That's why, Brother Hunt, that he ran to the entrance of the cave and he said, wait a minute, they're out here. I'm not going to listen to myself. I'm not going to hear myself no more. Because I tell you, church, if we listen to ourselves long enough, we'll believe everything that we listen to. But I tell you, church, we've got to sometimes stand up and say, wait a minute, my God can do all things. Wait a minute. He said, when you've done all you can do, stand and see the salvation of the Lord. And church, come out of that cave. Get out from under that tree and quit listening to old self all the time. Amen. There's been many times in my life, amen, that if I'd listened to the wrong voice, it would have destroyed me. Amen. God's Scripture tells us, listen here, Genesis chapter 22, I started to read it a while ago. We know the story of Abraham. He stretched forth his hand and took knife to slay his son. And the angel of the Lord called unto him out of the heaven and said, Abraham, Abraham. And he said, here am I. And he said, lay not thy hand upon the lad, neither do thou anything unto him. For now I know that thou fearest God, seeing that thou hast not withheld thy son, thy only son, from me. Abraham lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, behind him a ram caught in a thicket by his horns. And Abraham went and took the ram and offered him up for a burnt offering, offering in the stead of his son. You see where I'm getting to, church? If Abraham had not have listened to the voice of the Almighty, he would have took the life of his son. But that voice cried out and said, Abraham, Abraham, amen. And then when he replied, here am I, Then he noticed there was a ram caught in a thicket. Amen. You see where I'm going? We've got to listen to him and not the world, and then the ram can get caught in a thicket. Amen. I got a feeling if we went up that hill there and we looked all around for a ram to be caught in a thicket, there might have not been one. But I tell you, if you'd have followed God's direction and been sincere to him and listened to his word, there'll always be a ram in the thicket just in time for you. Amen. But we read another instance where it didn't go in that direction. We read Job chapter 2, verse 8, and he said it took him a potsherd, and he scraped himself withal, and he sat down among the ashes. Then said his wife unto him, Doest thou not retain thine integrity? Curse God and die. But he said unto her, Thou speakest as one of the foolish women speaketh. What? Shall we receive good at the hands of God, and shall we not receive evil? In all this did not Job sin with his lips. Amen. Be careful who you listen to, church. Be careful who you listen to. Job's wife said, Job, curse God and die. There's been times in your life that that inner man on the inside has said, why don't you just curse God and lay down and die and give up the fight? It's backing you in that cave. It's backing you in that cave. I dare you this morning. I dare you. I dare you. I dare you. Run to the entrance of that cave and say, wait a minute. There's a still small voice that's bubbling up on the inside that says, I give you life and I can take your life. And I tell you today, He created us. He's able to mend us this morning. But be careful who you listen to, church. Amen. There's doubters out there. There's non-believers out there. They will tell you that you're just going to live. Doctors tell you there's nothing more they can do. That's it. Well, I thank the good Lord to give the doctors wisdom. He did, and I thank the Lord for it. Amen. Nothing wrong with doctors. But I want you to know, He give us that breath of life. He's the one that give us that breath of life. He breathed in us, we become a living being. And church, Job, go back to Job. His wife said, Job, don't you have any integrity? Have you lost your mind? Have you just forgot it all? Why don't you curse God and die? Go on back and read the scripture. You find that that devil comes and he done all this to Job. But the Lord said, devil, you cannot have his life. You cannot have his life. And no matter what that devil tries to tell you, if you'll listen to the Almighty, He's got it in His hands. And church, He decides when time is up and when time is not up. Your days are numbered and mine are numbered. But He also said in His scripture, we can add and we can take away. But I tell you, Job said, naked I came in this world and naked I'm going to leave this world. Blessed be the name of the Lord forever. Why? Because Job got twice what he lost. Because my Lord is still in control. Amen. He's still in control. But if I listen to I too much and not the I am, I find myself following my own desires. And I find myself back in a cave where all I can hear then is just myself. Church, we don't need to be in that cave. We need to be at the forefront of the battle. We need to be at that point that we can say, Lord, I'm going to believe in Your Word and I'm going to trust in Your Word. As we heard around here Sunday night, and the Lord just moved, we just had a service, we just prayed more or less. We just prayed. The Holy Ghost just moved, we just prayed one for another. But Wednesday night, we've seen the results. Amen. We've seen what had happened. Simply because some got tired of being in the cave. Some got tired of being in the cave and they went to the mountain. Amen. He told him, he said, go to the mountain. Go to the mountain. But how can he go to the mountain if he's inside the cave? He might have went to the mountain but went in the cave. God said, go to the mountain. And I want to show you. Amen. Church, we have got to get to where the Lord wants us and stay where the Lord wants us and be where the Lord wants us, and then we can be used how the Lord wants us to be used. But if we do not allow ourselves, we'll simply begin to listen to I. And I has always got worse situations than anybody else around it. But I got news for you today. You don't have to leave here that way. You don't. As we heard those testimonies in Sunday school this morning, we heard how the Lord moved, and He moves in all of our lives. We also know that God's Word says, no man come unto the Father except the Spirit draw him. There must be a drawing of that Spirit. Amen. There must be a drawing of that Spirit. The Lord also knew who was going to be here. He knew who was going to be here and who was not going to be here in this particular service. He also knew that who needed to hear this message. Amen. God's Word never goes out and comes back void. It always goes out and accomplishes what it sets forth to do. And I tell you today that I believe that there's some in here that have been back in that cave, and all they can hear at the last is just their self crying, I. I ask you this morning to trust in the I Am. See, the I Am is when Moses went and he seen that burning bush. He went to that bush and he said, Moses, I want you to be the one to lead my children out of Egypt. He said, but whom shall I tell them that sent me? He said, just tell them I Am. Church, take that little phrase, I Am. What can you attach to that? I Am. The children of Israel, they never figured it out, I don't think, until they began to see the miracles. Why? He told them, just tell them I Am. I Am. I Am. Sister Hollinger, I Am the one that can heal those headaches. Amen. Brother Hollinger, I Am the one that can touch that heart. I Am. Sister Alice, I Am the one that can take care of my family. Uncle James, I Am the one that can touch my daddy. Amen. Brother Brett, I Am the one that can heal those backs. Amen. I Am the one that can lead you to the path of righteousness. I Am the one that can keep you. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Why? Because I Am the one that's going to be there with you. And I tell you, church, if you listen to I Am instead of I, you will find out that He is the one that can bring you out of that desert place. He can bring you out of that cave. He can set your feet upon that rock and give you that living water that you'll never thirst again. Church, do you know that I Am this morning? With every head bowed, every eye closed, I want to